You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Angels, Demons, and the Afterlife. Jewish teachings about angels are ancient, going back to the first five books of the Bible, the Torah. Cherubim, with flaming swords, guard the gates of Eden after Adam and Eve are banished, in Genesis chapter 3. An angel arrives to tell Abraham he and Sarah will have a child, in Genesis chapter 18, and then an angel stays Abraham's hand when he is about to sacrifice that child, in Genesis chapter 22. It is an angel who saves Hagar and Ishmael in the desert, Genesis chapter 21. Appears to Moses out of a burning bush, Exodus chapter 3, and announces to Samson's mother-to-be that she is to have an exceptional child, Judges chapter 13. This list is but a sampling of the angelology of the Bible. Angels are beings residing in heaven who carry out God's will. Angels serve the purpose of God in specific circumstances, such as wrestling with Jacob, and are capable of doing only one job at a time, which is why there were three visiting angels to Abraham. Angels do not have free will as humans do, even though God may choose to give angels limited free will, such as allowing HaSatan to tempt Job. Angels are generally thought of as protectors. Each of the 70 nations of the world, as well as Israel, have a guardian angel. Four of the most mentioned angels are Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. Michael is the commander-in-chief of the angels and the guardian of Israel. Gabriel is a master of courage, Uriel is the angel of light, and Raphael is the healing angel. In Maimonides' Mishnah Torah, he describes 10 levels of angels. The first level is the Chayot HaKodesh. Second is Ophanim, the third is the Aralim, the fourth is the Chashmalim, fifth is the Seraphim, sixth is the Malachim, seventh is the Elohim, eighth is the Bnei Elohim, the ninth is the Cherovim, and the tenth is the Ishim. In the Zohar of Exodus 43, there are also 10 levels of angels. The first is the Aralim, second is the Ishim, third is Bnei Elohim, the fourth is the Malachim, fifth is Chashmalim, sixth Tarshishim, seventh Shinanim, eighth Cherovim, ninth Ophanim, and tenth Seraphim. There are also 10 levels of angels in the Masechet Azilut. The first is the Seraphim, the second is the Ophanim, third, Cherovim, four, Shinanim, fifth, Tarshishim, sixth, Ishim, seven, Chashmalim, eight, Malachim, nine, Bnei Elohim, and tenth is the Aralim. Demons are said to have been created at the twilight of the sixth day of creation. They are without free will and may only do the bidding of God. There are demons mentioned in the Bible. The Se'arim are satyr-like demons to whom the Israelites had sacrificed in Leviticus 17 verse 7. Azazel, Leviticus chapter 16 verse 10, is a goat-like demon of the wilderness to whom a goat is offered. He is probably the chief Se'arim. Lilith, from Isaiah chapter 34 verse 14, is also associated with the Se'arim. The Shadim are demons to whom Israelites had sacrificed, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17. Rabbinic demonology has, like the Chaldean, three classes of demons, though they are scarcely separable one from another. There are the Shadim, the Mazikim, or Harmers, and the Ruhin, or Ruhotarot, evil spirits. Besides these, there are the Lilin, or night spirits, Tilain, shade or evening spirits, Tirir, midday spirits, and Zephyr, morning spirits, as well as the demons that bring famine, and such as cause storm and earthquake. Occasionally, Occasionally, they are called Malakei Habala, angels of destruction. Truly, demons are not a large feature of Hebrew scripture, but they are present. Satyr spirits and Liliths can be seen in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 16, and Isaiah chapter 34, verse 14. It is indeed remarkable how small a role they play, considering the prominent role of the demonic in surrounding cultures. It is indeed not until the post-biblical period that we see a fuller elaboration of the theme of spirit beings. This explosive interest in demonology, found in the pseudepigrapha, rabbinic literature, and Hebrew and Aramaic amulets, no doubt was in part stimulated by the pervasive preoccupation with demons in Zoroastrian and Greco-Roman religions. The sages situate the origins of spirits among the initial works of creation. In Avot 5:6, asserts that demons were created on the twilight of the sixth day. Perhaps the answer can be found in a cogent rabbinic tradition that Adam and Eve committed their primeval sin at precisely that time, the twilight of the sixth day. This suggests that the unspoken rabbinic premise for the origin of demons is that they were not a direct creation of God, rather they are a byproduct of human sin. Shamayim, or heaven, was explained as the combination of Sham and Mayim, the place where there is water, or Esh and Mayim, fire and water, and from these two elements the celestial region was made. There are seven heavens discussed in Jewish text. Vilon retires in the morning and comes forth in the evening, renewing the work of creation daily. Rakia is the heaven to which the sun, moon, stars, and planets are affixed. Shekakim is where the millstones are located that grind manna for the righteous. Zebul is a place of habitation. Ma'on is where the band of angels sing at night, but remain silent during the day to allow for the songs of Israel to reach upward to heaven. Machon contains her treasury of snow and hail, the loft of dews and round drops, the chamber of the whirlwind and storm, the cavern of noxious smoke, and doors made of fire. The Arabot contains righteousness, charity, and judgment, the storehouses of life, of peace, of blessing, the souls of the righteous, the spirits and souls that are still to be created, and the dew that will be used by God to revive the dead. Traditional Judaism believes in Olam Haba, the world to come. Death is the end of this physical life, but it is also the beginning of a spiritual life. Judaism stresses this life, which leaves little dogma about the afterlife and room for many beliefs. There are varied beliefs that range from the belief that the dead get a heaven, they are reincarnated, or simply wait until the Mashiach arrives when they will be resurrected. The resurrection of the dead when the Mashiach arrives is a principal belief of Judaism. It is included in Maimonides' 13 Principles of Faith and the Second Blessings of the Shemona Esrei, a prayer that is said 3 times daily. Only the most righteous go straight to heaven, while others are placed in Gehenna for up to 12 months to have their souls purified before ascending to heaven. Every righteous person of all the nations will have a place in the afterlife. The place one will take in the afterlife is dependent upon the behavior of the individual in this life. Thank you for listening to Angels, Demons, and the Afterlife. Shalom.